Brad Thompson, I'm Anthony Stalter. Let's go to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line. We're joined by our guy, Alex Ferrario, who's our Blues pre, post, and intermission host. And Alex, Jeremy Rutherford wrote on The Athletic about, you know, the next Blues captain, and we all assume that it's going to be Ryan O'Reilly. Would there be any other choice?
You know, that's interesting, Stalter. I get Ryan O'Reilly as the easy choice for everybody. Colton Parayko is another one that I really feel like is going to be in strong consideration for this. Now, there's a couple of reasons why. One being, I mean, the guy was around Alex Pietrangelo an awful lot throughout his career, so he's been around a captain his entire time in the NHL. And two, Colton Parayko was the voice for the Blues and the Players Association when it came to the negotiations for the most recent CBA for the return to play. So this guy has been in a leadership role before in terms of the NHL Players Association. Now, I think you're getting two guys, if it's O'Reilly or Parayko, that are kind of silent leaders. They're not the guy who's going to get in your face in the locker room, but they're going to be the guy that will speak up if need be, will be the guy that kind of leads by example on the ice. But, you know, you can look at Colton Parayko, and I truly think that's another observation because let's be honest here, guys, Colton Parayko is the future of the Blues. You move on from Pietrangelo because you think Colton Parayko is the future of your defensive unit. So, excuse me, I like the idea of O'Reilly. I think O'Reilly definitely can be the leader and the captain, but Colton Parayko is kind of a silent leader in my book as well.
Alex, I do want to get into Anthony starting for the Cowboys in a few minutes, but I want to follow up. I want to follow up on the Colton Parayko. Hey, for you, what does next level look like for him? Like, what does that step forward look like for Parayko? Is it some sort of offensive numbers? Is it being even better on the defensive end? What is next for him?
I think it's better on the defensive end. I mean, look, this guy was possibly one of their best defensemen in the NHL. I mean, you could argue with Bouwmeester and Pietrangelo throughout that postseason run, Colton Parayko was one of the best. But I think he still has room to grow. I mean, we saw it in the bubble, and look, it's come out that a lot of those guys were dealing with conditioning issues before the bubble restarted. But Colton Parayko struggled in that bubble, and he's had times where he's been on the ice for goals against where he hasn't been able to get out of the zone. He's a step underneath what Alex Pietrangelo was defensively. I think that's what that next step looks like for Parayko. I think what makes him a Norris Trophy candidate in the NHL is being better defensively, more of a shutdown defenseman. And that's saying a lot because he's already good at that. I think people want to see more offensive numbers from Colton Parayko. I just don't know if we're going to see that from the Blues. Now, look, they've given him free range to go out there and take that rifle of a shot that he has. But now with Torey Krug, with Justin Falk, with possibly Vince Dunaffy's back, and then you got Scott Perunovic who's coming in as well, you got a lot of offensive-minded defensemen. What you need is you need a lockdown defenseman. So I think when you look at Colton Parayko and say, okay, what's next level for him? I think it's becoming a top five defenseman in the NHL. And it's the defensive game. I compare him to kind of what Victor Hedman has been for Tampa Bay. He's got a long way to go to get to that point, but I truly think Colton Parayko can be like a Victor Hedman with more seasoning in the NHL.
Alex Ferrario is our guest here in the Fastlane on 101 ESPN. He's our Blues insider and Blues pre, post, intermission host on the Blues Radio Network. Alex, speaking of which, you just brought this up with the Blue Liners being a little bit more offensive. Any concerns about the group now, whether it's Parayko or Torey Krug, Justin Falk, about this group losing a lot from a defensive standpoint when it comes to these defensemen?
I think there needs to be concern, Salt. I mean, I know a lot of people are looking at this as, the crazy statement that I've been hearing is Alex Pietrangelo wasn't an elite defenseman, which blows my mind that people still believe that. But, I mean, let's be honest here. You're putting a lot of expectations on a Parayko, Scandella, Krug, and Falk to be those shutdown defensemen. And no disrespect to Binnington, but Binnington didn't have a second season like he did in the run to the Stanley Cup final. And, you know, Jordan Binnington, in my eyes, isn't a Vasilevsky or a Tuukka Rask for Boston where he's making those saves that you just don't expect them to. And maybe he turns into that because we've only seen 2 years of it. but I think there should be concern on the defensive side. Now, with all due respect to those guys that you mentioned in Torrey Krug and Justin Falk, I do think they're underrated defensemen. I think people look at Torrey Krug and say, well, 5'9", 5'10", you're not good defensively. Well, he got better over the years. If you go back and look at that Stanley Cup final, he was a pain in the ass to play against, truly. I mean, he was a guy that the Blues forwards really kind of went toe-to-toe with in front of the net, and he plays his own ground. Same with Justin Falk. A lot of the faith goes into Mike Van Rijn and Craig Berube and from the defensive coaching aspect of this one, but it's hard for me to sit here and say, no, these guys are going to be fine defensively when you take away a Jay Bouwmeester, who is 6'4", 6'5", one of the smoothest skating defensemen on the ice, and take away Alex Pietrangelo, who was fourth in the Norris Trophy ratings for this past season.
Alex, I think that going forward, I think we know what Robert Thomas is. I believe that he's got a chance of being an elite player. He's going to continue to get better and better. I wonder about Jordan Kyrou, and I wonder about Klim Kostin. When you look at the two of those guys, first of all, I want to know which one. I mean, if you Kyrou's closer, obviously, than Kostin is. But what do you think the future is for these two guys? I mean, how high is the ceiling?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting, BT, because with Kyrou and Kostin, you know, and I would lump Sammy Blais into that conversation as well, there are a lot of expectations on these guys, and there's a lot of onus on these guys to be top nine forward, because if they're not, the Blues are going to be in a situation where they have a lot of things to think about. Now, I think the ceiling for Jordan Kyrou is a lot higher than for Klim Kostin. You know, when you look at Jordan Kyrou, yes, he hasn't really struck gold in the NHL yet, but to be honest, Kyrou really hasn't had the shot to do that. He's had time at the top six positioning here and there, but more times than not, when Kyrou's been in the lineup, it's been on the fourth line. So I think this upcoming season, Kyrou's going to be in a top six, top nine role as a winger, and he's going to have to come through as a goal scorer. I mean, this guy was posting 100-plus points in junior hockey. He was posting 50, 60 points a season in the AHL. So he's got the opportunity to do that. It's just a matter of if he can take responsibility and be a better defensive player rather than offensive player, because you have to be in Craig Berube's system. Klim Kostin's another one that I think a lot of people are hoping he turns out to be something special. He hasn't shown a lot at the AHL level. I know people are still high on him, but he hasn't turned into that offensive weapon yet. So I truly think this upcoming season, Kostin's going to be a fourth-line guy. He's going to be asked to go out there and play smart, responsible hockey and go out there and try and make a difference with his offensive game. But I will say this about Kostin. The couple of games that he played in this past season in the NHL, he made himself noticeable, which in Bobby Plager's eyes, the famous saying that he always is, as a young guy, you want to be noticeable. So maybe that's something to build off of for Kostin.
Alex, great stuff as always. Don't let the haters get you down, okay? You made one mistake the other day by thinking I was the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. Other than that, you've been fantastic.
I appreciate that, Staltz. You know, there's nothing else I can say other than a major brain fart on the air. But I will say this, and I tried to defend myself once I put it out there and messed up. Does anybody really remember who Andy Dalton is? Because frankly, he didn't show that against the against his opponent for the Cowboys the other night.
How do I put this? He was terrible.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
He didn't deserve to be called Andy Dalton. Frankly, I think Andy Slater or Anthony Stalter was better.
There you go. All right, Alex, thanks, bud. We'll talk to you again soon.
Great talking with you guys. Have fun the rest of the day. I'll be listening.
Thank you. That's Alex Ferrario, our guy here on the Blues Radio Network, 101 ESPN. What's trending is next. We've got Marcell Ozuna updates and Yadi Molina and Yankee pinstripes? Question mark. That's next. What's trending in the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN.